right, we are back. It's Cat Named Mo Show. Just about 30 minutes to go. My co-host Spike on the mic and with me. Spike on the mic, all forms, social media, M-I-C, Spike on the M-I-C. Dizzy for mayor, the unofficial member of the Cat Named Mo Show that stops by when he's bored. Dizzy for mayor, all forms, social media. You can hear him on the after show. And that is every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. until 11. You can hear him on Roger and JP from 11 until 2. And like I say, at least once a week, he tries to stop in here.
Speaking of Roger and JP, did you hear the story I told them about the concert?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear this, Spike?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so I went to this concert. His name is Burner Boy. He makes like reggae, dancehall. He's afro.
Right.
Pop music. Anyways, went on a date with this girl I've been talking to. She used to be married to a basketball player.
Right.
Played for the Denver Nuggets. 15 years.
She was married to him for 15 years?
15 years. And it was like when Carmelo, that's a famous basketball player.
I know who Carmelo is, fool.
Yeah, right. Wait,
They played together and all that. They've been divorced like 5 years. So we go to this concert. And
you and her,
me and her.
As you ain't dating Lala, is you?
No, right?
Oh, I'm like, dude, hey, let's be friends.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Now you went with her. This was a date.
Yeah. Okay. So it was me and her, and then you remember Jirelli, who was on the show one time.
Sure.
Her and her boyfriend went. It was like a double date type thing. So me and her, first we get there, we get a drink. Then Jirelli and them come, so we go get a second drink. And as we're getting a drink, and we're walking back, and she's like been holding my hand and stuff. It looks like a guy tries to grab her hand as we're walking. And I'm like, what the? And I look back and she's like giving him the finger.
Right.
And I'm like, what the hell is all that? And she's like, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm like, just give a guy a finger. I guess you should probably know.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah,
so we're sitting down.
Yeah, serious.
Yeah. And she's like, that's my husband. I'm like, that's your ex-husband. And I was like,
this was in Tampa?
This was in Tampa. Okay, I was like, right, I thought he lives in Denver. And she's like,
he played for Denver.
Yeah. And she's
it's her ex-husband, right?
Ex-husband.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, you know, he's here. We have a house that we still haven't sold, so he's probably here working on that and decided to come to the concert.
I'll be, and let me just pause right there. I got to run to the restroom. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, right? Right?
That's your line.
Yeah.
So, no.
We end up hanging out. And we're all good. I'm like, all right, well, whatever, man. What are the odds? And she's like, yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, all right. So we're having fun. We're hanging out and we're dancing and everything. We're all having a good time. The DJ's playing before this guy takes stage. And I just see her look behind her and just like make this face. I'm like, what's the matter? She's like, he's behind us. I was like, what? So I look behind and there's like us, then a row. He's in the suite. He's in the suite behind us.
What?
It's like boys and stuff.
Right.
And when I look, it's just a bunch of arms folded and like guys in sunglasses looking down at me.
Yeah,
I'm like, what's about to happen?
Let me interject. You want some popcorn?
Yeah.
I'm going to go get us a couple of beers. I'll be right back.
Yeah. I'm like, what is happening? So I'm like, all right, let's just ignore it because I came for a good time. I paid for these tickets. Not like I got these from Mike O. I'm
going to
enjoy myself.
I understand,
right?
But you got to be smart about these things,
You're not wrong.
You're good so far.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, so we're hanging out. Time goes on, and she's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, do you want me to go with you? And she's like, no, okay, I'll be okay. I'm like, all right. So she goes. And I wait for a bit. I look back, and he's still back there. I'm like, all right. So he just chase after her.
Right.
So I'm having a good time, and I lose track of time. Because Jirelli's like, where's your homegirl at? I'm like,
30, 45 minutes.
Yeah, right?
I was like, Tuesday now.
I was like, has it been that long? She goes, it's been kind of long. I was
come
like,
oh, man.
Yeah.
You didn't know when she had to go to the bathroom and didn't want you. Okay, go ahead.
Well, he was still there.
All right, for a bit.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right. So
that was one of his boys that looked like him.
Yeah, right.
Boy, this
I was
is
profiling my old guy.
They switched him out.
Yeah.
All right, Charles, you up.
Put your glasses on.
Yeah. So I'm like, ah, oh, man. I was like, I go, honestly, don't want to go chase after that. Whatever's happening is happening. I'm focused on the concert.
Right.
Wherever I'm focused here. And she's like,
who's the concert, by the way, again?
Burna Boy.
Okay. Gotcha.
So her boyfriend's like, well, I got to get some more drinks. You want me to like kind of look around when I'm out there? I'm like, sure. I'm not tripping. Do it. He goes, we're hanging out. He comes back. He's like, oh, I didn't see anything. I'm like, all right, then whatever. We wait like a song or two.
You can't get in the suite, but go ahead.
Yeah. Right. So I'm like, all right, let me go check. Right.
go check, dude. You bought this woman a ticket.
Stop talking, Mo.
I'm just saying, you done bought this woman a ticket, and her ex is there, and she disappears, and you go chase her down? Come on, man.
Right, okay, good.
You think I'm going to chase her down?
No, but you going looking for her?
I mean, well, I would have did that.
After a while, I should probably go check. So she was ended up, he was arguing with this guy. And I grab her and like, let's go back, whatever.
Hold on, I've missed something. Leave the tunnel part.
And right. I turn the corner and she's over there arguing with the guy.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, forget all that. Let's just go back and have a good time. I grab her hand. And as I'm walking by, he goes, yeah, take that F boy with you.
Oh.
Like duck.
Yeah, with the F.
As I'm walking around, I go.
Okay, not my part. You say the Joker played NBA.
Yeah.
He probably tall.
He big, bro. Okay, so there's no part where I was like, let me react.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He's 6'9".
Agent of Chaos.
Yeah.
AOC.
Yeah. He's Hoppy's height, but he ain't no Hoppy.
Right.
And he tall? Is he tall?
He's tall. Okay, he's tall. He's big. Okay, good. Yeah. So we end up going back to the seats, and we kind of like, we finally have a good time and all that, right? God. And I find out that basically when she went to the bathroom, his girlfriend at the time starts arguing with her in the bathroom, and then she goes into the stall, and then when she comes out, the girl's still arguing with her, and as she's leaving, the guy's outside the bathroom waiting. So when she went in there and got in the argument with the girlfriend, she must have texted him and be like, your stupid ex is here, and blah, 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 and then it became a whole thing for a minute, and I was kind of scared. I was like, what?
Yeah, dude, I'm thinking, because, you know, you just tall by definition.
Yeah, not by stature.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Exactly. So I was kind of worried. I was like, oh, okay. But we ended up having a good night. As we're leaving, we're walking past the suite. She just flips to the birds. I'm like, what are you doing? And then, like, she's trying to get me to run. I'm like, I'm not running. I didn't do nothing. I'm not running from nothing.
Yeah, I don't know, you can't damage, though.
Yeah, but still, he might have hit something. You cannot run. You can't run. You take the ass whipping. You don't run.
You don't run.
Take the ass whipping.
It looks weird. All of a sudden, we're just running.
Yeah.
But she was like,
he have him all over World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
And him getting stomped.
Yeah, right.
But better to be on World Star Hip Hop being stomped than getting running like a little bitch.
Yeah, that's true.
More people gonna go, ooh, look at him getting check stomped.
Yeah.
Curb stomped, man.
You might at least get one in. Nah, man. They gonna call him the, he gonna be tagged the road runner.
Right? Right.
The road runner.
Okay, yeah.
He gonna become a meme. I was in this trouble and I was like this.
Yeah.
I got curb stomped.
Exactly. Well, again, I didn't want to run because I was like, first of all, I didn't do nothing to this man.
Yeah, right.
This is the first time I met him. Yeah. So what is he going to come after me
now
for?
Tell Goldman that.
Right?
You know what I do nothing to OJ.
At one point, I told her, I was like, what is he going to do? There's cops everywhere. And she's like, you don't know him like I do. I go, all right, well, let's hustle up a little bit. let's maybe put a little pep in our step. All right, I'm not going to run.
Man.
Let me hurry, you know, go a little speed walk.
Yeah. Power walk, yeah, if you will. Man.
Yeah.
Are you still hanging with her?
Yeah, we're still kicking it and stuff like that. Yeah, for sure.
And nothing else has come up out of it?
No, nothing like that. That was just unbelievable to me.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to just talk about you, dude. That's a fall from grace. No, I'm sorry. If she's swinging with NBA guys and now she's hanging out with you.
The first time she told me, I was like, you didn't date, you weren't married to an NBA player. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I was. I go, you went from an NBA player to my size.
Yeah, but sometimes you get into that lifestyle. You get into that lifestyle and you go, this is not what I want. But you've been in it enough and you go, I don't need this again. I get that.
I didn't give her the benefit of the doubt in the beginning because, like, you're still getting to know her. Like, you're going to leave an NBA player for me. And then I realized, it's not because she's not with guys just because of their stature of what, because I'm a part-time radio guy.
Yeah,
you know
really.
I mean? So it's like, you used to probably have maids and stuff.
Yeah.
You was probably on MTV Cribs one episode, and then you come to my house, and I'm going to be like, hey, can you help me clean?
They have kids?
No, they don't have any kids.
Okay.
She has a kid, but not with him.
Oh, I would say this, because he always got to be in her life if they got a kid, but okay, nah.
Yeah. The kids were actually sitting right next to us in the concert.
Oh,
they were
really?
In the box.
Oh,
it was
man.
Me. It was her, me, Drelli, her boyfriend, and then the two kids from his other marriage.
Mm.
I was like,
nuts.
Yeah, it was messy in a sense. And like, the thing is, it's like she didn't know where the tickets were or anything. So it's not like she could have been like, I'm going to the concert. I'm sitting here.
Right. Right.
So when he called you Duck Boy.
Yeah.
Did you give him a stern looking?
I just literally like, look at me. This is the corner I walk by list. What did I do?
right.
And you ain't throw him the bird, huh?
No, because, like, to me, like, how am I the F-boy if I'm the one having fun and you worried about what I got going
on? Yeah, exactly.
You the F-boy.
Yeah, really. Yeah. You chasing her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Although, I'm still thinking that somebody contacted your girl and told her to meet me in the bathroom.
Somebody legitimately had to go to the bathroom.
What chances of her going to the restroom and his ex-girlfriend, his girlfriend going there and then him coming down there?
It sounded like she followed her to the bathroom. Like she went to the bathroom.
The girlfriend's like,
I'm going to go say something. Because she didn't know, apparently, that they were married. She just assumed that they used to have a thing.
And she's looking at some girl give her guy, who is her guy now, the finger.
And so she's going to go down there and talk to him?
Yeah. It sounded like she was kind of like, might have been the old thing, but I'm the new thing. She's like, bitch, I was married to him. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody give your girl the finger. You ain't going to go talk to him?
If your girl give a guy a finger, you ain't going to talk to the guy?
If my girl gives a guy a finger, no, why would I talk? If a guy gives my girl a finger, yeah, sure. But you not go the other way. Depends. I'm not trying to give somebody what they're looking for.
You going to get popcorn?
I'm going to get popcorn if the crazy ex is around. You know, I don't want to get taken out by the crazy ex. I want to be the crazy ex. Hey, what's your name? You're on the Cat Named Mo show.
I hope you're talking to me. Hey, Mo, this L.A.
I know L.A. Go ahead.
Hey, on what? I got you when you got your little sidekick bike. Little Mr. Work All the Jobs, Dizzy for mail. You know what I'm saying?
I think he wants to be referred to as my little sidekick.
Hey, I ain't gonna kill him. You know, because he's working all the shows. I like Diz. But come on, bro. Can I talk to him? I ain't gonna cuss none of that.
Bro, go ahead.
He's listening right now. You're on the air. Talk to him.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Hey, Diz. Nah, I'm going to go to Spike first. You know, Spike. I see how I'm sticking.
How you sticking, bro?
I'm sticking. Slam Diz to throw him off a building. Off top. New York. Then invite to Canada. All that about and all that.
Like what you talking about? What is happening right now?
Man, he's trying to get on every show and then he's smashing and all that. Kid, that ain't going to get it.
What is he talking about?
You know what I'm saying? I like him because of the music he plays.
Put the bottle down, bro. You doing too much, bro. Someone come get their drunk uncle, man. This guy doing too much. You want to slide on everybody's show. And you listening.
You listening like a little bitch. Turn up the volume so you can hear me, bitch boy.
AOC.
I hear you. AOC. What happened to the lottery winnings?
What happened to the lottery winnings? That you didn't get. Now shut up and listen to me. Shut up and listen to me on the radio.
I knock your ass out of the bar. Mo, you said it last.
I never said that. I thought I could get away with it too. Shut your punk ass up. Whose couch you sleeping on right now, man? Shut up.
Hey, let's get on that punch out, dude.
Shut your broke ass up.
I'm LA. I knocked your ass out.
Hey, hold on a second. Let me ask this one question.
You sucking up trying to get on everybody's show. You're weak ass. Okay, now I gotta ask a question. LH. What?
Listen to me now. Simmer down. Just listen. Answer my question.
Hey,
easy.
Fuck, I know you fall. I'm from Florida too, homeboy. I don't let them talk to me like that.
Listen to me. Just answer my question. Why you salted Dizzy trying to get on everybody's show?
He on everybody's show.
Why you don't like that?
Because he talk crap. About y'all on the other show. Now all of a sudden he on there tonight. That's why I called.
Oh, okay.
Man, boot that. Man, get your ass. Hey,
but you had to listen, though. Hey, you had to listen, though. Exactly. I love it. I love that you get so mad that people like me on their show, bro. Continue to get mad, brother. continue to
you know
get
how
mad.
Y'all say just change the channel.
Hey, send me your address so I can sign a shirt and send it to
you.
Yours truly on every show.
Sometimes you do good shows.
Mike Calta, host of the after show. Roger and JP. Not really Drew Garabo. He don't like me, but Cat Name Mosh.
Yeah, he ain't gonna make that show.
Johnny B. Hell, I'll go on the weekend show.
You come
with
by
them
the
fishing mo. Brothers.
I'm doing the rock show.
You come by the mo.
Rock show. All right, are we done with this guy, though? He's kind of.
And you on mo show, but you ain't like Rock with him. You say he was the weakest. You ain't like Spike. You gonna call
no,
him
No, I
Craig.
Definitely. I'll tell you who the weakest is on this show.
Yeah, it's
he ain't here today, brother. It ain't no surprise.
You say you gonna call Spike Craig. You ain't call him Craig tonight.
I call him Craig. Yeah, that's done. What are you talking about? That's how much you listen to me. You remember all the things I've forgotten about. You little bitch. You little bitch.
All right. Mike Calta Parkside. I'll be there. I'm LH, and I'm going to knock your bitch ass
out.
I'll
see you then, LH.
Now you got to go, dog.
I let him go two dumps. Three, two I got to go cut off.
Damn.
Woo!
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Really, you think I'm going to back down? I can't tell if you're 6'9".
Don't be tough now. Don't be tough now, Mr. Microphone.
He comes and sees me at the studio. I'm like, hey, let's hug this out, man.
Why are we doing this?
Bring it in. We boys. We all brothers.
Did he say, what couch you sleeping on?
Yeah, that was cold.
Good.
That was cold, dude.
Good. You don't come at me hard for working. Something you don't know about.
I ain't get that one.
Oh, man.
I ain't get that one.
Damn.
That was fun, though.
Yeah. I heard L.A.'s that fired up in a minute.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. That's why I was like, is this a bit?
Listen, Cat Williams say, if you got five haters and you wake up, try and get three more.
Yeah.
Yep. You ain't doing it right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What can we do, Diz, to get you and L.A.'s back together?
I don't know. He'll probably forget about this tomorrow.
Dizzy got to quit.
Yeah, right? Don't work.
Yeah, really. Damn.
Hey, can you work the morning show? I would, but LH don't like when I do it, so I should probably stay off.
That was out of nowhere. I don't know where to go from that to take a breath, LH. Take a breath.
You'll be
man.
Good, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Unbelievable. So you
he probably surprised he was on that long.
I know. So Johnny B's on your podcast. What's the podcast? Talk about
Lazy
the
Ass Podcast. Yeah, he texted me the other day and asked if he could come chop it up with me. And he has some stuff that he's going to be in the works in. And he's like, man, will you come, you know, chop it up with me when I do mine? I was like, yeah, of course,
right.
Bro. Yeah.
Where can people, but talk about the Lazy Ass Podcast, where people can find it, who you're with, and, you know, how they get it.
On Instagram, Drelly, the girl who I just talked about in that story, she's on it as well. Used to have a comedian on it, but he's actually getting back on stage, so he can't do it the nights we do it. So it's just us two right now. Certain someone from the station wants to hop on it, not Johnny B. Don't want to say it on air. So I don't know if that's going to happen.
Hold on one second. I'm going mics off. Got it. Okay.
So I don't know how to go from there.
Right. That's going to, and when is that going to, it doesn't air live, right? You pre-record and then you post it up on the sites.
We do. We're putting this one up online, obviously, but we do a live video on it all the time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. What's your name? You're on the Cat Name Mo Show.
Hey, this is Zach.
Hey, Zach, what's up?
Zach, you're not calling to yell at me, are you? I'll have him hang up right now.
I think it's hilarious that he's calling in about you being on everyone's show, and he's calling in multiple times on everyone's show every day.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. Brother listens all day.
I got to be honest. I've only heard LH on two shows. Is he calling all of the other ones as well?
He gets on two shows.
I listen to most of the shows all day long, and he calls in a lot.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. that's a fair observation then. Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Zach. Yeah, thanks for not yelling at me.
Yeah. Thank you.
I came and do this for free, and I gotta go back and forth with.
You gotta quit.
The guy with two letters as a name. Get out of here.
What did you go?